It's not halacha. He has to be tevel in an accumulation of water bikark. Of course, bikele is certainly possible because he has to be tevel bikark. But there is no chalisha. So then there shouldn't be psul of shoal either. After all, you do have a pool of water. So what difference does it make? Shoal, not shoal. The fact that there is a halacha of shoal, it has to be b'nei shamayim. It cannot be accumulated b'di odom. It cannot pass through a clay kibble. So it shows that there is a chalishem mikveh. Mikveh is not just a pool of water. There is a chalishem. If there is a chalishem, so there should be a din of shows. In any manner, this should be possible. Then he says, no, maybe it's only exercise of Abiyos and Ditar, but not a din of shov. And the middle shita is that it's a din of shov.
Why can't it be, even if it doesn't have a chaloshim, why can't it be din that govern the lachos of shov? I mean, why is it mukhak why does shov have to only be the tziru, the din of chaloshim? I mean, why can't it not be a lach of shov even if it doesn't have a chaloshim? Even if it hasn't got a
chalei shem,
but there's
an halacha. It's a good question. Yeah. Now, what we have to understand the third sheet. Then the third sheet says, Efsher, that kuli shov, if it's in kli glolim, kli avonim, so it's his kosher. But manefshach, so how can there be the halacha? What's about the svore of a chalei shem? So the question is this. Of course, we have psulim. But the question is, kuli shov, if we say kuli shov is possible with the raisin, is it a psul? Or not a psul? It's not a mikveh. You see? If we say that kuli shov is possible with the raisin, is not because it's not a mikveh. It's a psul! So then it's no raya that there is a chalishem. So we can have so. But if we say that kuli shov is possible, not because it's a psul, because it's not a mikveh. If it's shov, it's not a mikveh. The Torah says there's a table in a mikveh. Shov is not a mikveh.
That's because shov is a problem of Tisa Sodom.
Alright, see, of course there is a law of Tisa Sodom. But what's the Pshat in Tisa Sodom? Is the Pshat in Tisa Sodom, it's a psul. Or the Pshat in Tisa Sodom is, if it's Tisa Sodom, it doesn't have a chalishem mikveh. So in the middle, Shite, the Rash assumed that shov is not a psul. It's not a mikveh. Not a psul. It's not a mikveh. It's not a mikveh. So Mimele, since we see that there is a loche of Avios and Alditare, so in other words, so what's the aloche of Avios and Alditare? Avios and Alditare, it means that the Chalishem Mikveh is Boka. Chalishem Mikveh is Boka. So it's a raya that there is a din of shov in general. But then in the third city he says the Epsher, that if it is shov through Kli Glolim and Kli Avonim, so then it's kosher midaraisi. It's kosher midaraisi. So only when it is shov through a Aviyoson al Beitume. Aviyoson al Beitume. I think that's the way I mean to explain the Rash. The Efsha, yes.
So, in the second sheet of the Rash,
yeah.
What did the Rash hold about Kli Glolim? Why is it possible to arise? Even if you say that it's a psul in the mikveh, therefore there's no chaloshem.
So the Aloch of Shov is, it doesn't have a chaloshem mikveh. If it's b'dei odom, it does not have a chaloshem mikveh. Chalishem mikveh means that it's b'nei shamayim.
And even Kli Glolim would fulfill those requirements?
But if it was filled up for Kli Glolim, So Mele, the Tfisosom Bidiyadam, it was Nisabe through, artificially by men, through human intervention, not natural. It's not natural. It has a Chalisha Mikve if it's a natural pool of water. A natural pool of water is has a Chalisha Mikve. An artificial pool of water does not have Chalisha Mikve.
But you see that there's a
dental issue,
but the fact that
the Abiyasa is a... That's in line with Chaim Shlomdis.
Right.
That the, only when there is a Chalishem, there is a Aloche of Abiyasa and Odita.
But I mean, it's a track learned though. I mean, there is a custom about mikvah. We can say it has a Chalishem
mikvah
even if it's not
Salih Be'odah.
It's not
Mukhaf
just because it's
Halacha. But then there's not Mukhaf. Why should you say that? Mikra, what does mikra mean? Accumulation. You cover a mind, you mock him out. The Torah says in Bereshis. Mikra means you have an accumulation, millions and billions of drops of water accumulated in one place. That's all. There's no Chalishem. If there's no Chalishem, so what difference does it make? Whether it be Odom, be Shamayim, either is a Chalishem. So the Chalishem Mikveh is based upon the fact that it's a natural pool of water. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made the accumulation. But if the accumulation is made through human intervention, it's not a natural pool of water. It doesn't have a Chalishem Mikveh. Chalishem Mikveh means a natural pool, not an artificial pool.
So the next sheet of the Rashi calls that it's only the Tavios,
it's a special psul. It's not because it doesn't have a Chalishem Mikveh. It's a special psul. It's a psul.
So that psul doesn't carry over to the psul of
That's right. You see, the question is, could it show when it's possible that Rice will have that child? In connection with Amshoche, so we'll see that there is a difference between except Chachmei Aharon passing that Amshoche Bikulei or Berubei is possible. Only Amshoche Bimuti. What's the difference? If Amshoche is Matkiyah Deshem Shov, what difference does it make? So even Amshoche Bikulei, should be kosher. The answer is there are two kinds of psul of shov. If it is kulei shov, then it's not even a psul. You don't have to resort to psul. It's not a mikveh. It's not a mikveh. A mikveh means is bnei shamayim. It's a natural pool of water. So of course, natural pool of water doesn't mean that pool must have existed in Sheshis and Vreshis. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the world with rainfall, with the constant rainfall, some male salt on the Shamai. Whenever the rain comes down, so it means that in the Shamai, there is human intervention, manipulative and manipulates that fill up kalim and so on, then it's not a natural mikveh. It's not a natural pool. It doesn't have a chalisha mikveh. So kulei shov is possible because it's not a mikveh. Miuti shov, yimolugim, even at the rabbonim level, it is a mikveh. It is a mikveh, but it's a possible mikveh. You know, we have that the Dimyet, the Rive says the Gabeides, Sitop Suleides, the Moraides, Valdomar is Moraides, Ishtiki Gufe is Moraides. So yeah, no mikveh, and it is a mikveh, but impossible a mikveh. So Kulei Shov is no mikveh. Gimel Lugi Maim is a mikveh, but it's a possible a mikveh. Hamshoche can only be Matkiyai Psu, but Hamshoche cannot come for a Chalishem Mikveh on something that is not a Mikveh. That's why we say that Hamshoche Bikulei is possible. Hamshoche Bikulei is possible. sorrow. So mele, so that's the nachtamine between the middle shite, and it seems that the Rash is native to the middle shite. He mentions three shites. The first shite rejects completely. The middle shite is native, and then he has this, a doubt. I mean, but it's he's not pleased with that shite. That's the third shite. So in the middle shite, that's the shite towards which the Rash is native. So the Rash holds that Kuli showed that his puzzle is not B'teras P'sul, but because it's no mikveh. If it's no mikveh, that means that mikveh is a chalishah. Not as Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says in the Rambam. So, but that mikveh is a chalishah. What is a chalishah? It doesn't mean mikveh just a pool of water. It is a chalishah. And the chalishah mikveh attaches to a pool of water that was made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there is human intervention, then it does not have the chalishah mikveh. That's implicit in the chalishah of mikveh. It has to be b'dei shamayim. It has to be b'dei shamayim. Some mele, and if it is filled up for a medium that is mikabel tumeh, then it's not a mikveh b'dei shamayim. Then it's not a mikveh b'dei shamayim. So, but then, somebody says that every show should be possible, because if there is a chalishem, so it has to be b'dei shamayim to have the chalishem mikveh. Then he says no, that mikveh doesn't have a chalishem. Mikveh means, as Reb Chaim says in the Rambam, a pool of water. So then you ask, what difference does it make? Show, not show, special psuat or kanteskani kashas. So in other words, and then we see that according to most Rishonim, who say that hamshocha b'kule is possible, but hamshocha b'miute is kosher. And that's how we pass. Why? The answer is, because there are two kinds of psulim of shov. One is, if it's shov bikulei, it doesn't have a chalishah mikveh, because it's not a mikveh b'dei shamayim. But if it's shov b'miutei, so mele, the mikveh in total is considered to be b'dei shamayim, kubek ikulei. But there is a psul de rabbonon that passes it. So it is a mikveh, even at the rabbinic level, it is a mikveh, but a pasul mikveh. Just as we have an aid, but a pasul aid, so we have such a concept, a mikveh, but a pasul mikveh. So mele hamshocha can be matkia psul. But b'kulei, you don't have a mikveh, so for hamshocha you'll confer chalishem mikveh. That's impossible.
But if hamshocha means that we don't see human intervention anymore, it's not so rough to say that even by kulei hamshocha, now we have a chalishei mikveh.
All right, well, don't say that.
Huh?
No, why do you have to say that?
Because that's the lumbus of hamshocha.
No. Hamshocha can matki absolutely, but it cannot create something new, a new chalishah. Because you say, because hamshocha, it means so what? On the contrary, it seems the whole chalishem of mikveh is based upon the fact that it's b'dei shamayim. So the more human intervention you have, the less b'dei shamayim it is. Hamshocha just proliferates and escalates the human intervention. What does hamshocha mean?
Hamshocha
means he kicks on, you know, he spills it here, and then slowly but surely it falls into the bear. So
there's less human intervention.
The reason, all right, you mean,
taking the less from the
less of direct action. I mean, I understand this. Less of direct action, of action beyond dying. But there is human intervention, you know, is manipulating. So,
in a certain
way,
if
the halacha had been like that, I could understand it. But why should we say it?
No, that's why I understood it. I understood it. I heard that it's a law that if show was bad, some apostles Tzaras Amshach had helped the Gerud of Shaul. I mean, what are you using his mind Shuvim, Be'etzim?
All right.
What happened to the mind Shuvim Shabbat? It's possible. But if it's just the word B'day Shemayim, so now that you have Amshach, it's less B'day
Shemayim. If this proposition would explain the Gemara, I could accept it. But this way, I mean, it wouldn't explain the Gemara. Yes, the sheet outside the clothing, Cleavonum, Cleadomo. The pastle. Mikve kibizit vekami shabes afilu kulishov de rabonon davi osna di tare viho di perus vekami chesabais mikhlau di shivu de raise bitnio di mashma de leke shum shivu de raise mili mukali di kulishov de raise mishum di stomach tome tzin shachok li sif kovel peis la sam mikve di mashma ke di kaimelon afilu bishloi shalugim bisei by the psochim, the chaos, so then the kashi is. So we see in the whole discussion of the Rash, after mentioning all the three possibilities, so is noted that Kuli Shov is possible to rise. Not to limit it only to Kuli Shov or the matches. So he says, but then the kashi is Monefshech. If Kuli Shov is Koshim Deraise, so why does the Gemara say in Psochim that Mashke bit Chaye, so Bikarake is Toya? Why is it Toya? It's Kuli Shov. There it's a question of a Revis, all right. The Gabi Machin is near it. But it's Kuli, the whole Revis is Shov. So he says something like that. Stasis in Bobaska also says, all the Rishenim, because there it doesn't mean that the mashke in the cavity in the ritzpah of the Azore was dumb beer dying. Somebody spilled water. Not in the cavity, the cavity is here. And somebody spilled water here. Then slowly it fell into the cavity. So it's Amshoch. It's Amshoch Bikule. Alright. So then most poskim hold that even though most rishonim say hamshoch bikule is possible, hamshoch bikule is possible, it's only possible in the rabbanon. But midraise even hamshoch it's a machlokes. So mele we couldn't ask a kashe, but how could hamshoch be effective here? Is hamshoch bikule and we paskim that Hamshach Bikulei is not effective? The answer is Hamshach Bikulei is possible on the Rabbana level, but on the Raisa level. So Hamshach Bikulei is also kosher. So they are B'mashk B'dechaye, so it's kosher. There is no Rabbana.
Why,
just
hands?
Isn't it? Or is it because yeah, the Gemara says that the mashmi lechaye, we don't apply that the pshul rabba. The hodi pori fech hamechas habayis, michla o lishiv de raise, bitni o di mashma, di leke shum shiv de raise, mikoli bikuli shov de raise, mishum di stomach otone, tzina shachok hili shivkovi, peisles hamikve, di mashma ke di kaimelon, afilu bishleish lugin, di gmeres kasein, bo kamen, bo basreis, vi shiv de raise, bitni o, but it is the raise. The answer is because there it applies even to Gimelugi, and that's certainly not the Raisa. So that's why the Gemara says, "Beat me up." Yeah.
According to the way that Rashi explained the Gemara in Pesachim,
yeah.
So it's only dealing.
But Rashi would say it, doesn't the Rashi say it? He says it. No. Teisa says it. I think the Rashi also says that. No.
Kula b'hamshach is only possible mid
Rabbanan.
But according to what the Rashi was saying beforehand, it
would. The Machzedek says that. I mean, the other poskim that hamshach b'kula is only possible mid Rabbanan. The Raise hamshach is good even b'kula.
So lichar mid Raise you have a chaloshem mikvah.
What?
Mid Raise then you have a chaloshem mikvah.
Yes, in other words, so mid Raise. Through Hamshoche, it can, the Shem Mikveh can be Chal. Shemika Chalas, Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, I mean, okay, but Midarabonon, we don't say that.
So then what the Rashi was explaining in the Rash earlier was only on the Darabonon level of the Chol.
We have to say it. How about the Rishayim, the Ri, and the Rambam, that Kuri Shov is also Pasun Rabbon, and still we find the difference between Hamshoche Mikun, Hamshoche Bumute. What's the difference? So on the Rabbonon level too, these two different psalm, even according to the Ri and the Rambam. So Kuri Shov, Midraise Kuri Shov is kosher. But Midrabbonon, Kuri Shov does not have the Chalishim. But Muti Shov, Gimel Lugin, even on the Rabbonon level, it is a Shemikve, but it passes a Mikve. Oh. Mishum Distome, Kotonet Sin Shokos, if 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 Kotonet he didn't wrap it into the cavity, but Aritzpe, Nim Shechabelech, Vahabele Kishuva Shem Shechakulo, Diteo, Vahid Mikve Shemicha Reika. So that's what I would say, but we pass only the Chachmam Arav say that Shuva Shem Shechakulo is Kshay, or the Chachmam Arav. The answer is, but that's only with the Rabbonon, but with the Raise, it is certainly Teo. So it's a Rai, it doesn't say Mikre Shinich Chosea, but Mikre Shinich Reikam. The Hosam Taime, Kediktonish, Achaskos Amikvois, Ksheres. The Ochi Perush, Vistam Mikvois, Olitro Dei, Umisveke Talino Lahakshe, the Cheskos Ois, Mikvois, Oiseo Bikashas, Viteida Diktonis Seife, so it's not because Sveiki the Rabbonon Likule, but because there is a chazoke that it was done today. So why does the Sefte say Sofik Shov? Why does the Sefte say Sofik Shov? It's not Sofik Shov. It's Vadayin Shov. Because there is a chasher chayken, maybe it was done al bishile, but on the basis of chazoke, so we don't have to be chayish. We don't have to be chayish. Viteida diktone seif et zina am kaleach mikve v'machteshes nesuna b'sidei sofik na'atzina mikve sofik na'achteshes mikve post. It is a post mechiyach. In other words, if he left in mikve choser, then a few days later he comes. He says he sees it's filled up. We don't have the cheshish, maybe somebody did it. We say the person who is in charge did it kiddin. We don't have the cheshish. In other words, we are not dealing with somebody that is in the premises of a goy. See, Jew, so we don't have the cheshish. Maybe he did it shaloi kiddin. Cheskes kashkes. Masheinkin, if we see there's a glaim udovo, there is a kele, you know, through which the water goes through, so then on the contrary, then we say it's raglaim udovo that it was done to shive. So after mikve posun, it's a posun mechiyach, because it's raglaim udovo. V'im yesh berit mikve kosha, mipnei sheze sofik maim shuvim. V'mikve kolima sh'a posun mechiyach, sheyesh lish li bezeh, kmoi bezeh, v'cheskes hamekvoiz k'sheiras l'shayachoch. אבל כי עיקר ריב מקווה כושר מסופיק שממנו לתיר לך חום עם סופיק מים שובים למקווה אלא דווקא יחד עיקר ריב מקווה כושר נקנטרי he mentions a riot from the safety the other way that coolly show is possible to rise because in the case where we find near the mikveh a machteshes so then there is a certain race that so they say so then it's possible but if originally there was already Chof Aleph, so Mayim, make Shomim, then we can be Taylor Leheter even though there is a Machteshes. Why? Because then it's only Shalom Zerabon. Mashayim Kin, if there is no Chof Aleph, so it's on the contrary, so it's a Raya from that Isefte that Kulei Shov is person that I. How about the Rishonim like the Ri and the Rambam who say that Kuli Shov is also Kushum Daraisa. So why does the Sechta Mechalik between the case where originally there was Chof Aleph so make Shomim, or the case where it was Reichen Gamre? So obviously, even on the Drabon level, it's different feeling. It's different feeling, as I said, because even at the Rabbanon level, it's different feeling. Kuli Shov does not have a Chalisha Mikvi. The other eyes, and at the Rabbanon level, he doesn't have a Chalisha Mikvi. But Yimelugin has a Chalisha Mikvi. But it's a Psu. Some Mele, we are Tilal Hokel in regard to the Rabbanon of the Psu. But in regard to the Rabbanon, it doesn't have Shei. Well, he doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikvi, we're not in Lahok. We're not in Lahok on all the Rabbanons. There are different levels in the Rabbanons too. If it has a Shem Mikvi, but it's possible, then we're not in Lahok. But if the Rabbanon doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikvi, we're not in Lahok. That's what you have to say according to the Vien Rabbah. אבל כי יקרב מיקווה כושר מסופק שמאמו נלתיר חכון מסופק מהישוב מיקווה אלא דווקא היכה יקרב מיקווה כושר דמשום ואילך שירי דרבון דמירייסה ברובה בוט ואיל בברייסה שאילייסה ליל דפתונה שני מיקווי של ארבועים סו אחד שאו ואחד כושר ויטובו באחד מהם ביטו מחמור עבוש התארס Please, he could show the Rabbon and Hoyle Tire, Misofi Kirchel Sharim, Misofi Mashim, Mikhail Shmavin, could show the Reis. Over Shalme, the Rishperi Pasrim, Sarasa Gizore, Mashma, the Medeke Soye, Bishida, the Psula, Michlal David Reis. It's a strange right. The Kusim, admitted that he showed a Mikhail, the school he showed his post, and the Kusim didn't. Want my mean bidivir chachomim, bidivir chazal, and they were only my mean in the Torah. So it's a raya, it's a little strange the raya. I mean, after all, what kind of a raya can we bring from the kusim? The kusim were mixed up altogether. I mean, so it's not a strange the raya. But anyway, now, the feast in Lubasle. Now, Pesim or Basra, this is a very important case. Michal the Shiva de Raise. So, Rashbam de Rabnetam Miforshe, the Kuli show of Habe de Raise. Nivim Raye, Nitani Bitteraske, and the Parshas, Vahiba Imashmini, Mikhil Maimi Etoya, Yochel Mirbi Katfe, Rosa Mikhil Bitzkilo, Yehei Toya, Tamlina, Ach Maim in there. Mikhil Maim, Yetoya. מה מים בידי שמיים? המקווה יהיה שמיים, ויש לי תריס. ואסמכתי, כמו כמה דרוש של יותר סכנים, ואית מעבר רבי תם ראיה, that we see, even though he spells it out explicitly in ספרי יושע, but it's mentioned in these days also, that רבי תם is more מחמיר than the other השנים. He says not only Kulishov, Rubishov is Postman Raise, but even Gimelugim at the very outset is also Postman Raise. The old leader Rabbin Tam Raya did not misaches mikvois before his days, Rab Lezer in the reviews betrill a pesel sa mikve, Ushleish a lugin out near mine, Umidimachna betrill a train be safe, Shmanina de betrill a pesel near ice. Also a little strange because he mentions the Raya from Rab Lezer, but Rab Lezer passes even Revi's mind betrilo. So could we say, so then it's mashma from Rab Netam that according to Rab Lezer, so a Revi's mind betrilo would also be possible to rise. We don't pass like Rab Lezer. So Mele, there is no difference between Rebis Mayim Bitchilo or as long as it's less than Gimelugim doesn't pass. But according to Rab Lezer, he mentions that Rebis Mayim Bitchilo passes, so it's a Psuda Reis. But according to the Chachomi, the psul the reise betrilla is only genealogim. The meile, mit reise. The chachomim puzzle that even bisof. But the psul, the where did he get the shia genealogim mit reise? Because mit reise, so genealogim is possible betrilla. And according to Rabbi Lezer, Revi is my mispossible betrilla.
Where do we kind of see that? I mean, Revi as the story is because, like Revi says later on, it has a sheer mitzvah to it.
Yeah, yeah.
How come Gimelugin would be right?
That's another union.
In regard to the betrilla, the Rashi was saying.
No, because Chachomim shooting is. Chachomim didn't just make up a sheer Gimelugin by themselves. There is such a shia midrash. It's halacha mishmisina. That's what I say. It's halacha mishmisina. It's halacha mishmisina. But the halacha mishmisina applies to betchila. The mele the chachomim pasul that even be safe. But it's halacha mishmisina.
Where we see the better comments even in the rabbanim? Maybe it's only in Rabbi Lezer.
But Hametam mentions the raya from Rabbi Lezer. But we don't pasul like Rabbi Lezer. So in other words, whatever is true according to Rabbi Lezer, Ligabi Revis, is true Ligabi the Rabbanon of Gimelugi. The way made the Rabbantam, Rai Rabbantam, the Samsar, is Mikrois, the big and the other Revi, the Trilla Pace, the Mikri, the Shlesh, the Tarkin, the Mai, the Mach, the Trilla Train, the same Shman, the Trilla Pace, the Rai, the Vishli Tris, the Hoda Achmer, Rabbi Lezer, the Trilla Revis, Mishim the Vis, who sheared Fila, the Mach, and Sineas. So first he mentions the shite. So Tesis here, this day he mentions all the shites. First he mentions the shite of the Rashi and the Rashbam and Rav Natan. So they are all, they have the same shite Ligabi Kule and Rubishov. But Rav Natan is no machmir. Even Gimulugin Bitchilo is also possible price. Then he mentions, so in other words, two shites he mentions. Then he mentions another shitel Rimire that Kuli Shov is also the Rabban. Rimire that Kuli Shov the Rabban with Mashu the certain mikveh is the time for exchange mikveh shim yichareikan ubo motzim olay koshim yosofik maim shuvim the mikveh nikomach shalei ze misofik shmam the Kuli Shov the Rabban vin lekel imeim adla the Kuli Shov aire and lakshay maim akshay yochosa dimkin havel mimashin yichichosa the very commash, with Amr Ray, Kanshari, and Mayan Cloud, Vedam, if I come to Psochem, the Mash, with the Chayo, the Chayo, with me, the Karkaterim, and Forish, as in Karkaterim, Mishum, the Chosa Adel, Machmit Neres, our Mafu Kuli, Shov Chosa Adel, the Bishov of Mayer, and Mafu Nikim, the Karke, with the Mash, with the Chayo, Nam, the Shuvi, Mayim, the Rashbo, there's the Rash, Rabin Shim Shim Avron, so, דרך הדורא כמה בחילים תנאים פירי שאוי בחילים אבל גבש מקרקה ופי שאוי יושובים מקרקה שלאוי מאילום בכלים שלאוי מאילום בכלים מסתרים והרב רמי שמפנטיסוי דרך הדף על גבדישי בדי רייסי היא בקרקה תויר משום שאי אפשר there is a collection מסר סס משום שאי אפשר ולא ימשוך but anyway there is a variance between our Rash and the Rash here, the Rashbod, who is the Rash in Bodasra, everybody points out the difference. The Rashbod Deiche. So, in other words, he says that Kulish, the Hoche, comma, Bechim, Main Pirish, or Bechilim, I forgot the Hashtim, Bikarka, Ufisho Yeshuvim, Bikarka. Vishoy Shubim, Bikarka, Shalhoyo Meilam, Bikeli Misterim. So, what does the Rashbo say? The Bikarka Teirim doesn't mean Bikarka Teirim that a person poured it under its pot. In other words, Vidishamayim, it fell in, there was a leak, I mean, and there was a leak and it dropped into the Gume by itself. That's how the Rashbo explains it. And then a Rav Remeshem Pontizoye Deiche, the Afar Gav Dishibu the Raisi, Bikar Katoya Mishum Shia Shalom Shoch. So what the Rash says here, Rav Remeshem Pontizoye says there in the thesis. But thesis in the name of the Rash says that the Pshat, the But the pshat in Gemara Bikarka Teirim is not the Shov is Torah. Shov is not Torah. It's not Torah, but because Shov is possible in the Raise, and it's Mashma, that from the Rashi to here, you see, that we, why doesn't the Rashi in case we see here say like the Rashi, they are like Chavmeshim, but the Zoya say, says, because there is Hamshocha. The answer is because we passing Hamshocha Bikulei is possible. But, so what do the problem of Samach Tzedek say about the Rashi in Tare, and the Rashi Mikvois, and Ramesh Bunti Zoya, even though we passed that Hamshocha Bikule is possible, but that's only on the Rabbanon level, but in the Raise, Hamshocha Bikule is kosher. But we see, according to the Rashi in Tesis and Basre, so Hamshocha Bikule is possible on the Raise level, not on the Rabbanon level. Because if the Rashi in Basre had held that Hamshocha Bikule on the Raisa level is kosher, he could have explained the same way as a Rav Ramesh ben Tzoya. And we see that the Rash in Mikvois does explain like Ramesh ben Tzoya. How is it that the Rash in Tesis in Basra doesn't explain that way? So in other words, that challenge that the Achrenim discuss whether Hamshocha Bikulei that is possible. So is it on the Raisa level and the Rabbana level the Machlokes between the Rash and Mikvois and the Rash in the Basra. Now, then again, the Rav, Rav Meshim Ben Tzoya, Deicha, Dafaga Vishivit Raisi, Bikar, Dafaga Vishivit Raisi, but Bikarka is not Shov. Because Mishum Shiev Shav Lo Yam Shoche. So the Yam Shoche is Mavkiya Bidin Shov. The Chinoflu Min Akli Lvitzpo Shiech Haloko, it's smooth. In other words, the floor is not is very smooth. So mele nimshechayil aveilech v'havrei kishiva shimshechikur kila dikshiro uferkamed itmura gemachshir hamshocha alakiy kechfal v'sok mikve efshia dahayne mid rabbonon. So he says beferesh. So the Hamid Rabbonon says beferesh here. As Harav Remeshim, he says beferesh. V'davke. So why? So it's more common. So why doesn't the Rashba say like Rav Meshim Ben Tzoya that he is chelik? He is chelik. V'davke v'imti rabish lo imi ikuli shov mid ha'raise ha'ini v'gozuch ha'achom gimologim ma'im shuvim peislim otu kuli shov v'davke bishlei shalugim gozru she'in ruim lechitza sodom. Oh, so this shite is not like Kabratam. He says, Bishlemi Kuli Shov Midraise, he means like Rashi and Rashbam, not like Kabratam. Because if it had been like Kabratam, if Tesis had been discussing Kabratam Shite, which involves in my bigger Chumre, that Gimelugim Mibitrilo is also Pos Midraise, why does Tesis say, why did Chachomim pass on Gimelugim? Why did he think of Gimelugim? Because Dark Bishlemi Lugim goes Rosh and Ruin Lechizasarot. Better reason, because Midraise is supposed to be Saloch Lamesh Messinah. So it's a riot that this day doesn't discuss Ramatam Shiti, because Ramatam Shiti is Shitas Yoch. All the other Rishonim who hold Kulishov is Raise, only Kulishov and Rubishov, but Gimulogim even Betrilo is only the Rabbanon. So then the question arises, why did Chachamim think of Gimulogim? According to Ramatam, it's simple, because there is Aloha Mishim Sinai. Bitchilo is puzzle, so mele, the Chachamim puzzle, every Gimologim even be saved. But according to the Rashi and the Rashbam, that Miut is kosher midrais, even Bitchilo. So why the Chachamim think of Gimologim? This is what Basel says, because it's raw lechisason. כדמונות הלכם לשבת, בתחילו יוטבים, במורי סחוכים, וניסנו גבין גימו גימיים שובים. אבל יקולי שוב דרבון עמי גוזרו כל בשיבה. ויש לו אמר, זה ראש המועיד לו בכלי, דידום ידי מים למרחמון השם בקרק. ומה? O ומהו מקווה שיכול ריקון אין רשבות, זה רש דעד רבה, יש ליחיח דיכוי שוב דרייס דקטון הקושה מפני שזה סוף שזה סוף התמיים שולי וחסקס המקוויס שירי שעוד המנעיס מקווה הוריד לבי ונאמר לאיסי מסתום המים שוב ומים שיר so that's in line with the Rashiya. The only difference between the Rashiya and the Rashi the Rashi Mikvois and the Rashi Teisim Basve is in regard to the Gemara in Tzoch. ואינו מלא יש נשתום מהשיר מים שירים תפילה משמע דווקא משום חזור פרידי כושר הולה אבוך הפוסל בסבי כדראי סלו חומרי תדע דקטון הסעיף את צינר המקל אך למקווה ומקווה ניסונו בצידי סופק מהצינר ומקווה סופק מהחדשת ומקווה פוסל because there is a רגליים לדעון שהפוסל מכריע because there is a מחדשת in the vicinity ואם יש בירים מקווה כושר so why is כושר? מפני שיש סופק מים שובים למקווה ומדמח שיש בריב מקווה מסופק ושאין ריב פוסל משמע דרו בשאוב דרייסה ואי תעני אוסם שני מקווי שחשור ואחת כושר וטוב ובאחד מהן מתמוכמו ועושה תארס הרי נטליס ומתעל מסופק על מקווי שאוב דרייסה והרייס לניר לרי אוי דרך הרשבו so as a matter of fact this stays with reiterates the whole rush but there is one variance in regard to the Gemara Pesach, there is a variance. So, Vodim Rav Netam, the mikveh, the dafke mikveh chosa pesel mayim shuvim. Aval, that's another halacha, aval mikveh sholem kol mayim shuvim shebeilom, ein pesel nesem. Vishomo kosef rayis misah, mikveh izvim la'arich, ve'achte v'rayach, az itnanasem perek shishi, hoyo be'elye memso v'tachten in klum, ממעלה בחטא בניסי באליין עד שיהיה עוד ביטחת ממסו משמע חופי שריב מים שובים איני פסוקים שהוא ישולם דוי אפשר אם לא שם באליין שם שאור היית סנת האוריניה אור היית סעד פינק ואולי לתיה We left off at the end of Mishne Gimel the base Mishne Gimel the Rash now we start Mishne Dalet Reb Lezer Meir, the Viz Mayim Shuvim Bitchilo Peislinus HaMikveh. That at the very outset, so even less than Gimel Lugin, Pasels HaMikveh. The Viz. Ushreish HaLugin Al Pnei HaMayim. But if it's not at the very outset, so then only when there is Leishalud passes. V'chachomim eimrim, bein bitchilo, bein biseif, shiur eishlitalit. Now let's see the Rav. Bitchilo shalohoya b'mikve mayim klal. Kishinof al b'reviz mayim shuvim, v'nishla machakeim, v'nishla akir shurim mekshamu. So the Ravitz, the Rav's Loshni is, it really means no water. No water. Suppose there was a drop of water, so it's also like no water. So what is, what does it mean, there is some water? So Pashto says, Mayim Klal means there wasn't even a Reviz, because a Reviz is a Shir Choshev. Reviz is a Shemikveh to Rimad Mitaya, Mitzvah Meiris. Less than a reviz is the same thing like a drop. So that's the whole mayim klal. Bitchilo, that's the pashas. Bitchilo shalohoya b'mikveh mayim klal. That means not even a reviz. Half a reviz, three-fourths a reviz, five-six a reviz is also lohoya b'mayim klal. So if the mikveh did not have mikshomim reviz, and then a reviz shuvim falls into it, it passes it. V'nisha makim meshek shumim, so passes it. U'shloi shalugim only al pnei amayim. But suppose there was a reviz mekshamim, then mayim shuvim fell in only if gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell in. Once there was a reviz. There's a passes. Hachon meimrim, bein betchilo, bein biseiv, shi'urei shloi shalugim. the halacha kichacham. Now let's see a rosh. I mean the rash, a rosh.
What does Harbe Mayim mean in the Rosh?
The whole Mayim Tal?
No, the next one,
Harbe Mayim. Abdel Nachash Ebrei, Harbe Mayim. Share. So, it means revis.
That's what it means.
In less than a revis, Mayim Mayim Tal, and Harbe Mayim is a revis. It's a little strange, okay. But Pashtus is like it. But we'll soon see. It's a little strange because Monifia is less than a revis, so revis means Hoyabamai. Hoyabamai. Why Harbe? What's the union of Harbe? Okay, soon see. The Mishneh Rishay, Mishneh Chaynes, mentions big Chidushi. Alright, but Pashtus is like this. Tanya b'zisefet, gistere shimishukas b'karka shal beya, b'karka beya shal gas, v'nalef tves, v'yodu k'shamim v'nismalais harei lupsu, mitnei shimidurin al gabikim. The question is, why is it shov? Shov means, shov manifests itself in two ways, either mila b'kate, so mame she dumped water. But this is certainly not the case of Mila Bikat. In other words, it started to rain. But, so suppose it starts to rain and there is a keli in the bay, then it's also shelved because it was filled up by a keli, and as long as it was, the subjective element was present, that he wanted the keli to be filled up. So then it's also shelved. But, in order to be shelved without actual dumping, it has to be filled up in a keila, in a kibbutz. Here we are talking of a gistere, of fragments. Of fragments. So a fragment is not a keila, it's a broken keila. It's a broken keila. So why is it possible? Why is it possible? Mitzad, there are two kinds of shelves. One shelf is milbikat. Here we don't have the case of milbikat. The other one is Milabikli. But here we don't have Milabikat, we don't have Milabikli also. We have Milabigistre. Gistre is not a Kale. So let's see. Tani Bigistre, the Gistre, Shinishikar, the Kaka, Beersh, the Gadi, the Shamisaz, the Kshuin, means Shinidulin or Gabi Kale. For Rabloza Machshir, Shinamayim Shubi, even though it filled up the Gistre. Shinamayim Shubi, Pesami, Kriash, Yiplis, Pirish. Beer shall gas, vein hasit shebishu of mechaskes mai. It is not sufficiently plastered like this. If a beer is not plastered, is not coated with seed, so then it absorbs all the water and nothing remains. But if you plaster it well, then it remains in the beer. And here the beer shall be gas. Was not clustered. So Memele, the one who handled that bayah, he didn't want all the mayim to be nivla b'sicha bayah, so he looked and he couldn't have clustered it. So Memele, he looked for another device. So he put gisteres on the karka bayah. Salmonella death prevented the blee of the water into the bear. Like this fragment, the broken kele does not have the chshivus of a kele. But here, this fragment is a special kind of a fragment. It's not a regular fragment. A regular fragment doesn't fulfill the function of the kele. What's the function of the kele? To be mekabel. But the gistere, can you mekabel water in the gistere? But here, without the kibum, it serves as a preventive, so that the surface of the bayah, the unplastered surface of the bayah, will not be belayah, will not absorb all the water. So maybe this gistere has the chshivus of a kele, even though it doesn't have a biskibu, but in this particular situation it has the chshivus of a kele. So maybe it becomes shof. ומתייך כך חשיב עלי רבונו כשוף ורפלזה מחשיר כיוון דין פילוסון למקווה לא יהיו שוב לא יהיו שוב. In other words, so it's not that רבלזה holds that the fact that the גיסטרה prevents the absorption of the mind so into the bear, so mele It it doesn't have the chshivus of the kele, because then the, why does the Rash say kindim filosom mikra lo yishuv? No, it's not the kele. Well, the Rabbo holds it has it in the chshivus of the kele, even though it doesn't have a biskibu. And the Rabbo is chelik, but the Rash emphasizes the Rabbo is a machshir kindim filosom mikra lo yishuv. At the very outset, when it falls into the mikveh, in other words, Rabbeinu is also made it a rabbon. That this gistere, which is not a regular gistere, it's a special kind of a gistere, it is a gistere that has the functioning potential like a killer of his kibbutz. A killer of his kibbutz. Just as if he had placed, let's say, a big vessel in the bear. So then, that certainly would have prevented the water in the vessel. He places a tub in the bear, so it wouldn't have been nivla in the bear. So this gistere without a biskibul, so then the tub prevents the absorption into the bear by virtue of its kibul. But here the gistere fulfills the same function that a regular tub would fulfill. Just as a tub with a big biskibul would prevent the water from being nivla in the bayah, so here the gistere does the same thing. So mele it has the chshivus of a kele. So Rabbi Lozer apparently agrees with that. They should have the chshivus of a kele. But he says there is one difference. According to Rabbi Lozer, then if a water falls into a biskibul, so the very outset it fulfills its function. But here, at the very outset, it does not fulfill its function. It doesn't serve as a kibul. But in view of the fact that it prevents its being nivra, so maybe it's mikabel. In other words, because suppose it would be nivra, it wouldn't even be mikabel. When we drop into it in a biskibul, so it remains there. But here it has no biskibul. So if it couldn't prevent the absorption, then if he didn't place that fragment in the bayah, then it would be nivra. But as a result of being spread out over the whole surface of the karka bayah, so maybe it's not nivra. So the kibul, so it fulfills the function of kibul. after all the water is drops in, when it falls into this kibul, so each drop of water already is ishalf. But here, since it has no this kibul, so it becomes like mikubul in the gistere after all the water dropped in. I suppose, let's say, according to the Rishayim, you see, we have very different shittas. We discussed it. One shitta of Rishayim is the Rambam and the Ri, that even Kohen Shalv and even of Mir Bikatif is Kosher Midrash. Kosher Midrash. There's the shitta of the Ri and the Rambam. Then there is the shitta of the Ravid, that there are two kinds of shuvim. Mila bikatef is posel midrash. A kulei shov of mila bikatef, of course, not gimel rugin. Mila bikatef is posel midrash, but kulei shov or rubei shov of mila bikatef posel midrash. But mila bikli in kulei, that's on the rabbah. In other words, where he just deliberately manipulated that he put a tub in the barrier, in the mikveh, because he expected the rain to drop down, and then the rain dropped into the tub. And then he turned it over, a certain way. So then, it's only possible to happen, because it wasn't really bikat. Alright. That's the shite of the right. Then, there is the shite of the Rashbam, and Rashi, and the Rash also, that if it is Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov, then it's possible to rise. Whether it's Aldin Milvikatev or Aldin Milvikli, without Milvikatev. But Gimulugim even Betrilo is Kosham to rise. The Rambam Shite adds not only what the Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rash say, an extra chumre, that even Gimel Lugim B'Tchilo is also possible price. These are the shittas. According to the shita of the Ravid, that Mila B'Katif, according to the shita, I'm sorry, according to the shita of Rashi and the Rashbam, that Kulei Shov or Rubei Shov, even al the Mila B'Kli, is possible, I say, I don't think that in this case of the Tisefte, where it became Shov by virtue of the fact that there was a gistera spread out on the whole surface of the Karka Mikveh, so merely is considered like a Kli because it fulfilled the same function like a regular tub. What is it for? Tub fulfill what function? It prevents absorption into the bear. Here it also prevented. So then it's like it's a kshivas of a keli. I don't think that is midrash. That, according to Rashi and Rashi, I think so. I don't have any rise in it. But it just seems like.
It's not enough for a mamash to make it mamash into a kele. Of course not. Because
as a matter of fact, one could argue even on the rice, well, because the din kele the gabi kabbalas tumen, the din kele the gabi shov is different concepts. For example, the gabi kabbalas tumen, you have a halacha kli glolim and kli avonim are not the kabbalas tumen because it's not choshev, but the gabi shov, so it is choshev because here it's not a halacha, it's a halacha of kli kibbul. So mainly because here it's a near of Bidishamayim the other. In other words, Shov means it's artificial. That's the pshat of Shov. Artificial. It's not Bidishamayim. And any Shov is made Shamim, is Bidishamayim, without human intervention. So even though we have two kinds of Shov, one of Mila B'Katev and one of Mila B'Kli without Mila B'Katev, and the Kohen to Rashi and the Rashbam, that's also possible that I say. But in final analysis, even the second kind of show of Mila B'Kli, where there is the subjective element, when he wants it to be filled up. So why is it shov? Because that means the mikveh was filled up for human intervention. For human intervention. So Mimele, we could argue that in this case, since it's not a niyan of kele like the Gavi Kabbalah Stume, but it's a niyan of kele because it's b'riyodom. So Mimele, even if it's not a kele, it's a gistere. But if he manipulated through the gistere, that it should be done exactly that the gistere should accomplish what a regular top would accomplish, so it's also b'riyodom. So he could argue, I mean, I'm not sure about it, but I don't know, I have no eyes, I try to find it, but it's very like, all right, now the Rosh.
But the Rebbe Elazar novel seems to be saying that it's not as if I really brought the water in only day Adam, because I just kept it the only day Adam.
That's right. So when you pour it into a tub, then the Adam pours it in.
Right.
But when you pour it on top of the gistere,
just retains it.
It retains it.
You're not putting it.
When you place a tub in the mikveh, that's right. That's exactly what I mean. When you place a tub into a mikveh, so then it means, because here in Shov it's not important whether it is a kill, it's not like Kabbalah Stume, whether the Odom does it or it's done by Rosh Hashanah. So maybe if it's a kill, if it's poured into a base kibble, whether he does it mamid l'vayim or he just manipulates, when it starts raining he hurries and he puts it up, he sees there are clouds and raining, and a rain is pending, he puts it in. So that means the Odom filled up the mikveh. He manipulated it deliberately, so the Odom filled up the mikveh. But if he puts in a gistere, and then it's a preventive against absorption, it's not considered that the Odom did it. That's exactly the pshat in
the growth. And
Chassid
Tosefta says, Mech is the Kishiva.
That's right. I looked up the Rabbanon. I wanted to mention it. In other words, even according to the Rabbanon of the Tosefta, it's only with the Rabbanon. The Gros says it, Mashman Losh, also not me foolish. Mech is the Kishiva. It's not Shov of Mamish.
In the Rabbanon.
That's right. That's right. Now,
that's right.
In the Pirush HaRosh here, so Dalet Vehei is together. I don't know whether the Dalet Vehei together is the Rosh Loshen or somebody else put in Dalet Vehei. That I don't know. But it's very likely that the Rosh himself put Dalet Hei. Actually, why did he put Dalet? I mean, he doesn't, he only Hei, the Rosh only explains Hei, not Dalet. But the Rosh in Hilchas Mikvois discusses Mishneh Dalet. Here he doesn't discuss Mishneh Dalet, he only discusses Mishneh Hei. We haven't gone over Mishneh Hei yet. But the Rosh, if there is a Hilchas Mikvois, after the Rosh Hamidah, there is Hilchas Mikvois. There he discusses, he has a very elaborate parish on Mishneh Dalet. Here he doesn't say anything, but there he discusses. Hilchas Mikvois, after the Rosh Hamidah. In some Gemaras, the arrangement is different. That Hilchas Mikvois is placed after Mikvois, not after Mikvois. But here in this Gemara, I don't know how it is in the Gemara, I don't know. Hilchas Mikvois. There at the Rosh, Hilchas Mikvois, in the paragraph Aleph, a very long paragraph, is Daf Tzadik in the second column. Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph in the second column. So there he discusses the Machlokes Rishonim, what the Kulei Shov is, the Rabbanon, and then And then he mentions the shita that Kuli Shov is only possible. Rabbanon, Morim Psochem. Then he mentions the shita of Rashi and Rashbam that Kuli Shov is possible. The Raise. And then the Rosh himself says, like the Rash, that Kuli Shov is possible. The Raise. And by mentioning those who mention that Kuli Shov, the Reed, the shita that Kuli Shov is only with Rabbanon because we are Tele. So he says, not the country. Oh, so let's see. One, two, three, four, five, six. The sixth line from the end of the first column, the Tzadik comes out. Umashe hei v'ri raye. Like the Rash. Minitve shimichi reikon adara v'kashele im hosom. Diktone Koshan, which is the subject of my Shuvim, has come so serious. Perush Kishodom is a mitzvah Yiseyu, Kidei Litro Day, in Kinin Malayo, my Shuvim, and Mamshik Yiseyu, my Shuvim, and Yitzir. Mashma the Mishmach has up with the Koshan. Very common, when she says, Sophic, my Shuvim, the Heskos and the Kloy is curious, Mason is Sophic Badai Koshan. Vilada has up, or your post from the Sophic is taking the rice. Tehya Dikton is safe, it's in the Kalayach Mayan, Mikve. The Machtesh is in Sunna Bitsidei, Sophic Natsina, Mikve, Sophic Nachtesh is in Mikve, Apostle Machlach. Vim Yesh Rei Mikve Kosh, Mikne Shizeh Sophic Mayim Shivet. Umin Machshavinon, Kishi Yesh Rei Mikve Misophic, Ushein Rei Paslino Misophic, Kidm Shein Kam Cheskas and Kvois, Kshei Rei, Sha Apostle Machiach, Sha Machtesh is in Sunna Bitsidei, that's the Rash says it. Machtesh is Nisun Bitsidei, Matsino, Neymar, Shanof, Matsino, Machtesh is Matsino Mikve. Alme, Kedem Shehirei Ba Mikve, Havishive De Raise, Upaslina Misaf. Ul Acha Shehirei Ba Mikve, Havim Ed Rabonon, Machshavina Misaf. Vei Tanye, oh here is this mission. Vei Tanye, Shnei Mikvoi Shomem Miso, Echod. Vei No, not yet. Veitani is that's the price and set. Veitani is Shnei Mikvoi Shomem Miso, Echot Shov, Echot Kosher, Echot Kosher, Echot Machmuro, Vos Otaras, Taris Atriz, Mitarim Miso, Echot Shomem Miso, Oh, Veit, Nan, that's our mission. Bechel Shemi Mikvoi, Mikve Sheyesh Bei, Sholeish, Gumeish, Look, Look, that's not this mission, all right. אם יקרה שיש בי שוליש גומי שלו גלוב מים שובים אם ידוע שנופל לסייכם למסור מים שירים עד שלא יגיע לגום השליש יסקושה ואם לאו פוסט משמע דידפקי ידוע סמין מסטייק I thought that he mentioned here a משנה דלת but he really mentions here a משנה I made a mistake, okay anyway ואית מן בפר שם מקווייס מקווי שיהי בשור יסגוני של לוג לוג של מים שובים אם ידוע שנופל לסייכר ממסון מים שירים עד שהוא הגיע לגום השליש יסקושה ואם רב פוסו משמע דווקא ידוע הוא מסופיק פוסו ולגתוני אם ידוע שלו נופל אבו ימסו עד שהוא הגיע לגום השליש יסקושה ואם רב קושה So I made a mistake. He mentioned Mishneh. All right, so let's go over Mishneh. Mikve sheyesh bei shalish lugim shamayim shudim shal lug lug im yodua shenofel liseichei abo son mayim shirim actually igia liguma shlish iskosha vim raf posa virabshime nachshia mipnei shil kimikve samoch mikve Now, the Rav. Yes.
The Achronim seem to quote the Rush on Mishnah Dalet, saying that because we have a Ravida, so then it's a shear of a mikvah, midiraisa. Where is the? It's
so here.
Huh? The Tosfos Yom quotes it. It's very strong.
One second. She's in Merube, maybe. That Rosh that they all quote. One second. A year at the beginning. Daf Pikes Samud Beis. For several days. Even discussing Umasha Piyosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Umasha Piyosh Hamitam Besifa Yosha. Hodoma Gimel Yugim Maim Shuli. Peislen Samikfe. Halach Lomesh Nisina. Halmek Yishen Shomayim. Avel Biseifen Peislen Mirabon. והיבי ראיון עוד יתנאים פרשני מקווייס תרבו זרים הרביס מים בתחיל הפיסלס המקווה ושלי שלוג נתנו המים ומדמחנו בתחיל המביסייב שמאמנו עוד פיסלים בתחיל המדרייס פיסלים בתחיל המדרייס תרס לראש and the מרובה I think you also mentioned it. Now but let's go over so here he mentions Mishnah Dalet, that's what I meant, that's what I looked for Mishnah Dalet. But then I started to look further and I didn't find it. But he mentions it at the very beginning. That's the Mishnah Dalet.
The din of Tchila, that a din of Kulayim, or the din of the first Revius Mayim? Mishnah
because then it is a Chalosha Mitra Mirais.
So that's what the din of Kulayim.
What?
Mishnah Dalet seems to look.
That's right. So since the gab vis-a-vis macht misineres it's kuli show. Some really special with the gab everything.
But the Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold that's true even with Gimel Lugin, not just for Rabbi Yisrael, but also
yes,
for
Rabbi Yisrael. Yes, Rabbeinu Tam says yes, because of Rabbi Lezer al-Lishitose. But because Rabbi Lezer al-Lishitose holds that the Aloch L'meishim Misinai is Revis. Mashenkin Rabbonon, they say that's revealed because they say that Aloch L'meish Misinai applies to Gimel Lugin, not to Revis.
Yeah, but why not Revis if the Lambis is also the Kuli Shalv?
It's Aloch L'meish Misinai.
Yeah, but if what's it in? Is it because of Kuli Shalv to get in? It has a sheer mitzvah with Revis too. I mean,
that's right. Yeah. So, according to Rabbeza, that's according to Rabbonon. But the current Rabbi Lezer, you could say that it's Pesat Kuli Shov, you see.
In Rabbi Lezer, we could say it's Kuli Shov.
That's right, yeah.
We could say it's a Kuli Shov.
Yeah, of course.
But in the Rabbanu the whole, the Lafid Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbanu the whole, said the rights of a Gimel Lugin, so it's a new din, what would we say?
But it's a new din. Seeing the Salach of Mishnah.
So it's a new din of Kuli Shov. It's
another din of Gimel
Lugin, the Chil of Hasel.
Yes, Salach of Mishnah, you see. According to Rabbi Lezer, so the Aloch L'meishim Sinai is a din of Kuli Shov. And according to Rabbanon, it's not a halacha of Kulei Shov, but it's especially just a cost of halacha which we see now of Gimel Lugin.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, Manoshach, once you have a revis, which you'll have even before Gimel Lugin, so it should be possible, it's possible to rise because of Kulei Shov. So why do you dafka need betchila Gimel Lugin in order to pass them the arise? So once you have a revis, that should pass.
Now, you mean, I understand what you mean. It's according to Ramtam we are asking.
According to
Ramtam, that Gimel Lugin is possible.
Midiraise.
And suppose Bitchila. Gimel Lugin Shuvin is Bitchila. What does it mean Bitchila? Suppose there is a release of Mitchell. And then Gimel Lugin falling. So, is it possible that I say according to Ramatam or only Mirabah?
Could be according to Ramatam only Mirabah in that case.
The Machlek is the Marik and the others. The Marik Shita is that according to Ramatam, if Gimel Lugin fall in, even if you have a revis, you have two revis, but if you don't have Gimel Lugin, make Shami, it's possible that I say. So, in other words, according to the Marik, the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is
not a din of Kuli Shov.
What?
It's not a Kuli Shov.
It's not a Kuli Shov.
Because the Revi'i should help for that.
Yeah, the Revi'i should help. And the Marik says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, so Gimel Lugin Shudim will pass me the Raise, even if there is a Revi'i's Maim Shein Shuli at a time when the Gimel Lugin falls in. But if there is there is no gimelugim maim sheneshuvim, so then it's possible to rise. We'll soon discuss. I want to go over the next mission. Mikveh she'ei b'shalish gumeis shel maim shuvim shalu glug im yodua shenof l'seich ha'avon yusoy maim cheirim actually gi'a l'guma ha'shlishis kosha v'im rach posh. But this is a very complicated mission. So if he mikveh's gimelugim three cavities in the bear, and then in each cavity there is a leak, there is a lug of mayim shuvim, altogether three lug. But so then it depends. In your duashana for the seichei avor soy mayim cheirim actually the aligumash lishis, if is kosher, in other words, if Mem Somit Shamin dropped into the bear before the third cavity became filled up with Maim Shuvim. In other words, the Maim Shuvim did not, the gimuk, the three cavities did not become filled up in one stroke. But first he dumped into a cavity, one look into one cavity, then a few minutes later he dumped another look in the second cavity, and another few minutes later he dumped another look in the third cavity. So if there was a mensom dropped into the bear before the person dumped the third look into the third cavity, so then it's kosher. Vinla, because you have had already mensom. So in early you can dump all the shuvim in the world, so it will not become possible. But vinla, suppose that the person dumped the third look into the third cavity before the mikveh had aboim saw, so then it's possible. And the Mishnah Achrina says, and that's the way we have to explain it, that and Rab Shimon is machshir mipnei shek mikveh samach mikveh. So the Mishnah Achrina says that this Mishnah is reference to a case where the three lugin in the three cavities not only touch the water of the mikveh, but they overflow. Sometimes it might touch and not overflow, and sometimes it not only touches but it overflows. So he says that now here there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is machshir mipnei shek mikveh samach mikveh. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the chachomim achilik and the din of mikveh samach mikveh. What's the pshat in Rav Shimon mikveh samach mikveh? The pshat in Rav Shimon mikveh samach mikveh is that even though there is a halacha of chibo in mikveh shveras aneit and chibo mikveh is tefiyach batfiyach, whatever, I mean, we don't have to go into it, but there is a halacha of chibur and diruv, but ligabe the psul shuvim, there is no halacha of chibur and diruv. In order that the whole mikveh should become possible with shuvim, there has to be actual diruv, not halachic diruv. You see, shiferes hanei, tfiach latfiach, is al pidin chibur, but it's not actual diruv. Actual diruv means you take a tub, a pail of water, gimelugin, and you dump it into the mikveh. So then it's commingled, and according to Mandama Yesh Bile, so it doesn't mean just commingled, it means it's commingled in such a wonderful way, in such a remarkable way, that in each unit, let's say in each gallon in the mikveh, you have the same ratio. Anyway, whether Yesh Bile, Ein Bile, but there is a commingling of the throughout the mikveh. Masheinke. So then there is a loche that it passes. True, but Eilv mikveh shveras aneid, even though there is no actual commingling. And if you have a tub with water and you place it near the mikveh and the waters of the tub touch the water of the mikveh, kishveras aneid, and somebody immerses himself in the tub, So it's considered as if he was immersed himself in the mikveh. Is there actual commingling? After all, the water in the tub is kept intact. You pick it up and then you can take it into your house. And you have the same water. But al kedin, as long as the tub with the water touched the water of the yam, of the mikveh, of the river, so it is considered like milah. But it's not actual yiruv. In actual yiruv, when you dump gimel lugin into a mikveh, you can take it out again. But here, let's say, so here you could take out the water from the three cavities, take a ladle and take out all the water from the three cavities and put it in a pail and take it away from the mikveh. So Rav Shimon says, since in view of the fact that there is no actual commingling, but just constructive commingling, legal halachic commingling, idimulev, not mamish milev, so ligabi the psul of gimulugin, we require actual. So then it will be mashma, but the chachomim are heroic, and the chachomim say, vimlachpos. Even though there is no actual yiruv, but that will present this theory with the Mishneh in Perek Vov Mishneh Yud. That's what the Mishneh Achrim says. Ha'ovik shebimachas, bizman shebemtza, Perek Vov Mishneh Yud. Ha'ovik shebimachas, bizman shebemtza Pesach, minatzad eini Pesach. Natzad eini Pesach. מפני של כמקווה סומך ומקווה לצדריו עובק שבמרחץ כלי של מטרס משוקי באמבטה עובק שבמרחץ is really a plug, but it's a different kind of a plug. The plugs today that you have in bathtubs in so do not have a biskibu, but עובק שבמרחץ means like this. You had a מרחץ, and a מרחץ is a kosher mikveh. But you have a big hole. You had a big hole, and then you took a white plate, and you covered up the hole. Let's say there is a hole, so you put a plate in that hole. So then, if you fill up the mikveh, and then it's dirty water, you don't want the next person to immerse himself in the same water, so you want to empty out the water. So you pick up the plate, and then all the dirty water goes out through the hole. And then, when another person wants to immerse himself in the mikveh, he puts the plate in the hole, and it's filled up, and it's filled up. So that is really like a plug. But it is a claw, a plug that has a white basket. It could use a pail to fill up, that hole, a pail, a regular pail. So the pail is used as a plug. So ovik shebemachas, bizman shebemtza, if the hole into which the pail, the clay kibul, is placed, is in the middle of the mikveh, of the karka mikveh peis, let's see that. Ovik shel merachet, kli shel matres mishuke ba'amdete, v'yish b'nekev, tichshen rosi me'am betem, achmas ha'tfile is, peis chim ha'nekev sheba'avik, v'yitzim ha'mayim sheba'amdete, u'mamshichen le'mayim achrei unikim, v'yisepin ha'nekev shelo yitzu ha'mayim, v'amayim ha'mimshochem la'amdete, in kshir nitfile, d'lach ha'sharoch tzu b'chamim, של מרחס נכנוסים לעם בטבעים שם בזמן שהוא אמצע פוסו לפי שכל המים גורים על גבוף because if it is באמצע so the מציאס is that all the water that comes in, where does it come in? It comes in and it goes through the plate. You see, that's why I said a plate, not a pail, because a pail is so deep, once it falls in it will not overflow, but a plate, is is not very deep, so it overflows. But all the water of the mikveh, when it comes in and it spreads throughout the length and the width of the mikveh, goes over, crosses the plate. Crosses the plate. The moment a drop of water cross any quantity of water that crosses the plate, so it becomes a shelf. So maybe it cannot be tavia, because every drop of water became shelf. Minatzad. So lay posel deina maim kudim al gabo vein kan shelf. אל המים שבסייך, אל מה שבסייך, ושאר המים עבר מקווה קושע, סמוך למקווה. דיבר רב מאיר, but the Rambam paskens like רב מאיר. So the Marik, says, mashma, that the Rambam's Yose was not דיבר רב מאיר, but just stop. הוביק שבמרחס, בזמן שבאמצע פייסר, נצר מפייסר, מפני שמקווה סמוך מקווה, פריד. וחכמים אומרים, אם מקבל את העם בית הרביעית אשר הגיע לאבי כושר, ואם רב, so then the מלאך השלימס הזה, וחכמים מקבל, ותאים שפוסק הרם בחיפור ראשון, פרק שישי, כרמיה ושולק רבונו, ומדיבר מעריץ על משמע בשביל להב גול דרמיה, רק סתומה שכוס אשר מסביר הלוכה כאן לקרמי ומשמוח לחוש רבינו ולחכון ועדם לא נרישנו פסקנס נת לגרמבה הרמבה פסקנס like רמיה which not רמיה is תנקם whether the הרישנים who פסקן like חכונים not like תנקם that I don't know but definitely according to רמיה according to תנקם there is a הלוכה of מיטרה סמך ומיט And the Rambam paskens this. And the Rambam paskens like the Rabbanan in this Mishnah. So that's the Mishnah Achrinis Kash. So there is a stir. Here from the Mishnah here, Mishnah here, in Perik Beis Mishnah, it appears that only Rav Shimon says the Aloch of Mikveh Samoch Mikveh. Namely, that in order to pass the Mikveh with Shov, so constructive Yerov is not enough. Not legal Yerov. Constructive, but actually, they are actually. That's Rav Shimon. But the Chachamim, the Rabbanim, Mishnei Hei, Perek Beis Mishnei Achelik. But here we pass like Rav Meir. I'll soon see what the Chachamim say. But let's forget for a moment the Chachamim. But the Rambam passes like Rav Meir at Anikam, and he passes like the Rabbanim of Rav Shimon. So how is it? So Shachin says there's a difference. Over here it is reference to the case if it is Natsad, so Mimele there is only the connection of Shifaras and Eid. We touch each other. Shifaras and Eid. But there is no Tzofar Gabbath. There is no overflow. But Shifaras and Eid doesn't overflow. So Mimele in such a case, the Tanakhama says that he doesn't pass. Because there is no actual Yeruf, even though Yeruf Mitzvah Yishveras Ameit, that's constructive Yeruf, that's legal Yeruf, that's halachic Yeruf. It's not actual Yeruf. In order to pass with Gimelugim, there has to be actual Yeruf. Gimelugim have to be actually commingled with the Ne'amit, but constructively commingled. Halachically, legally coming off, then he doesn't pass. Then it passed. That's Mashein Kerim, the Rabbanon in Perbeis, in Mishneh. Hey, they have referenced the case where in the Gimel Gumeis, it's not only that there is Shifaras Aneid between the water in the cavity and the water in the mikveh, but they overflow. But it's not Mamesh commingled that. They should be commingled with all the water in the mikveh in the sense of the mandoma who says yesh bile. But even if the mandoma says ein bile, so it's not the same, it's not evenly distributed. But when you dump gimelugim into a mikveh, then it's this commingled in the whole mikveh, whether it's evenly distributed or not evenly. That's throwing the shiloh, whether yesh bile, in bile, but it's commingled with all mitzvah. But here it is often the case where Shafal Gabov, so that's not commingled in the whole mitzvah. So the Rabbanim say, as long as the Shafal Gabov is considered actual Yiruv, the Gabi, the Psul of Gimel Lubin, and the Kohen Trev Shimen, it has to be actual Yiruv over the whole mitzvah, not just in the sense of Shafal Gabov, which is just here at one spot. In the rest of the mikveh you don't have any communion. This is what... Now let's see what the Chachom say. The Chachomim Emri, that's what the Mishnachim say. The Chachomim Emri, in Mikabele Sa'am Beterevi, such a Yadil, the Abad, Kosh. Yes, in Mikabele Sa'am Beterevi, Smaim Sheer, Kidim Sheyadil Avik. So here we have referenced the case according to Mishnah Chene. We have referenced the case where there is no Tzofal Gabov, just a halachic, a constructive Yiruv, not actual Yiruv, no Tzofal Gabov. So the Tanakame, Rameya says, then it doesn't pass under all circumstances. Chachom say depends. If it is not Tzofal Gabov, but there is so in Kabbalah Sam Betrevis actually Agila Ave Kosh. In Kabbalah Sam Betrevis Maim Shir. Kedim Shi Agila Ave Kilim Kabbalah Saboim Sodom. Umishum Devi Shir Mikveu Midraise Liat. So what's the Yechas again of the Viz? Because Midraise it is a Halisha Mikve. The Gabi Machmits Neos. Lahatu Machmits Neos. But we love this post. Then